Hello.
Yo, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on, man? How are you?
Man, I'm so sorry that this is way later than I thought it was originally going to be.
No, that's cool. I got a soft spot for running into old friends, so I totally relate.
Yeah, man. Everything just got so backed up today. It was crazy.
So you did an acoustic performance. It was sort of like a party thing or for something, a radio station?
It was, like, the whole thing was we did, so we had a radio interview, and then I was on my way in a car from the radio performance, then back to the label when I talked to you. So it was for the Huffington Post, where we did the acoustic performance, and then we also ended up getting for the last minute some of their blog interview thing that was, she was there at the label ready to interview us, so it just all got pushed back way late. So, I apologize.
No, you'll have that, man. It's all good. So I opened this up with your song Believer. I thought it would be a good way to sort of, if people aren't familiar with American Authors, that's a great song to sort of get their ears a little perked.
Right on, man.
Yeah, my wife likes that song. I think in the video, there's a lot of people holding up signs. It's a very positive, inspiring message that's interlaced into the song and the video.
I mean, as far as the video goes, you know, it's like that was really just a very simple idea that we had. You know, we had no money. We had no budget. We didn't really have anything going on even at the time. It's not like, you know, the song was really nothing. So the whole thing was we had this concept of people holding signs. So us living in New York City, we live in Brooklyn. You know, we just, you know, went in. We went to Staples. We wrote out these signs that said, I'm a believer. We basically made our way from Union Square up to Times Square. And we just walked up to people asking them to hold these signs. And, you know, you got some, primarily you got positive responses, but you did some weird ones and some negative ones every once in a while. But for the most part, everyone was very cool about that video. And unfortunately, we could probably never release it as an official video, just because when we were making it, we weren't really thinking of it that way. So we didn't get release forms or anything.
Right.
So it's all good. It's still a very fun video to have out online. And, you know, we like it a lot. And, you know, it was shot on my iPhone, and then I edited it on my computer, and it's like, so it's all done very internally, you know?
Yeah, I think, I don't know if it was Best Day of My Life or Believer, but one of them has 38,000 hits, and that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I don't know, man. As far as the YouTube videos, it's like, we've seen a lot of those, we've seen a lot of that stuff out there. Some of them have more than that. Some of them have a lot of YouTube hits, like videos that we didn't even post. But as far as what we posted, yeah, I think like it's doing very well, and we're very thankful for that.
There's an artist that we had met South by Southwest named Johnny Arco. He's from Brooklyn. Are you familiar?
I don't think I am.
Okay, yeah, he writes his music around his violin. He's got a really interesting style of playing, and obviously having to craft a song around you know, a symphonic string instrument is already opening doors to new sounds. But if you get a chance to check out his episode, I interviewed him probably about 4 episodes back, and I wanted to ask you on subject of Brooklyn. I noticed that there's 2 different videos. There's one that's the Brooklyn version of Believer. What is that, the one you're talking about, Brooklyn version?
The Brooklyn version is, like, basically what that is, that was just kind of like this cool, fun video that we ended up making. Just more of like an official video, you know, like we had the signed video, which was great, and unfortunately, you know, we can never release that as like an official thing because of the release waivers and whatever, and release forms and this and that, but So we did kind of this cool, like, it's a lot like a lyric video in a sense. We're showing all the lyrics, and so it's a lyric video, which is a little more interactive. And so I don't know, so you know, like, so we do have the sign video, which is fantastic, and we love that. And then we tried to make something a little more official, for the time being, which is the Brooklyn version.
Okay.
And I think I guess you call it a Brooklyn version because it's all shot in Brooklyn. It's all done in Brooklyn. and that's where we're from. We're from Brooklyn, so it's all pretty much, it's all made there.
That makes sense. So, the reason why we're talking today, Zach, is that I'd reach out to James because I wanted to I wanted to hook up with you guys at Bunbury, and he hooked me up with you. And how was the Bunbury experience?
Man, Bunbury was really great. It was really an amazing time because Bunbury was our first festival that we played, where we walked. So before that, I think the other biggest festival that we did was Summerfest in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really amazing. You know, it was like a great crowd, really just mind-blowing. The amount of people that were there was surreal, but we were direct support for AWOL Nation.
Ah, okay.
Which was cool, which was great, which was, you know, it's a dream, you know, it's like a dream come true.
They're a great band.
In a certain sense, and it was great. You know, they're an amazing band, we're huge fans, and they have great fans, and we're happy to be there. But it was a little hard to gauge, like, okay, cool, well, we're here, we're doing this thing right now. You know, but how many of these people are actually here for us? And then when we got to Bunbury Festival, it was kind of the first time that we'd ever done, like, a big U.S. festival with great bands playing the entire weekend, and us looking at it and going, okay, well, we're playing today at 3 p.m. in the afternoon on the first day of the festival, and who's going to be there for us, you know? Who's going to be there? And I don't know, you know, we didn't really know what was going to happen with the whole thing. And then we played early in the day. We were one of the first acts of the day. And it ended up being amazing. The, you know, the crowd and the fans there that ended up showing up in Ohio, it was really mind-blowing. And it was such an amazing experience to be like, wow, people are actually into this band. And people are really feeling what we're doing. And like, wow, this is such an amazing feeling having people here for us. And I think Bunbury was the first time we ever really felt that.
You guys sounded really, really great. I mean, the drum sound was really bassy and dense. As soon as we walked in the front gates, I mean, we could hear your vocals and the kick drum, and we were just blown away by how good it sounded.
Cool. Well, thank you. We really appreciate that. So thank you so much, man.
I mentioned to James.
It was a really great show.
Yeah, I mentioned to James how well your falsetto represents live. You got that, like, it kind of reminds me of, like, Temper Trap or maybe even, like, Tom York from Radiohead. You have a really strong falsetto that has a nice timbre to it, even in a live setting.
Well, cool, man. Thanks. You know, I think all of us as a group, we hope that we come across as well live as we do on recording. You know, whether we change songs for this reason or that reason, or we try to do something a little bit different for our live audiences, so to just kind of keep them entertained from album to live setting.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're always just trying to just keep the level of energy up to just keep everyone involved, you know? You know, and keep everyone very into it and very excited. I think excited is the right word. We're always trying to keep everyone excited.
Yeah, you guys are big on energy and unity. I noticed, like, your symbol with the AA and the X. It's almost like a superhero, something you'd put on the front of a, or on a cape, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could, man. I think it's a cool logo.
Heck yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, are you guys, have you done South by Southwest? Is that something on your checklist?
We have done South by Southwest. We did it this year, actually, and it was a really great experience. You know, we went down there, and we had a lot of great barbecue food and a lot of free beer, and that was awesome. And, a lot of great shows, amazing shows. We got to play with a lot of bands that are just doing great things now. You know, we got to play with the Mowglis, which was awesome because that then sparked, you know, multiple summer tours for us and them to have together. And then we played with 1975,
mm-hmm.
which was really awesome because we're huge fans of theirs, and it was really sweet, man. I mean, that was such a fun time. It was so great.
I enjoy the Mowgli set, too, at Bunbury. They're a fun band. I think they're from San Francisco or Los Angeles,
they're
maybe?
They're from L.A.
Okay.
So they're from Los Angeles, but they had this amazing experience in San Francisco, and which sparked for them to write their single titled San Francisco.
Right on.
And, you know, they're really inspiring, amazing people.
Hey, Zach, for the other inspired bands that are looking to follow in your footsteps, did you guys submit for Bunbury through Sonic Bids? Or?
No, I mean, really, that was through the label. You know,
oh, okay. Like, that's great.
I guess as far as aspiring as inspiration, or it wasn't through the label, I'm sorry. It was for our, I think it was like a joint effort. You know, the label always has something to do with things. I guess primarily through our booking agent, was this Paradigm booking agent, and they're really great. And, you know, the label were on Island Records, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you just have to give thanks to those people because they do such really cool things. And I guess we've all been working at this whole music thing for so long now. We've all been working together.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been playing together, and to finally be doing it at a professional level is just really, it's really amazing. We're all very thankful for that. And so, you know, I feel like you always hear a lot of rumors, and you always hear like, oh, well, you know, major label does this, or major this does that, or I just want my music to be pure and whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like for us, it's just kind of like, we're so thankful to have such a great and beautiful team surrounding us. And they're so supportive of everything that we do. And so, you know.
That's
great.
You
know, our team between our label and our management and our booking agent that got us on the Bunbury, it was such a sweet experience and such a sweet show. I think we're just very thankful for it.
Well, that's a great attitude, man. I think that's going to serve you guys well. You guys are humble and well-adjusted dudes.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's nothing that we're trying to overdo by any means, but it's just like, it's just where we come from. And you know, it's like, you know, we were talking about this earlier this week in the sense that, man, we've been struggling so long as a band and so long as artists and so long as songwriters and whatever, musicians, you know, we've been struggling for so long that to finally be given a chance to do it professionally, it's like, it doesn't even matter what happens tomorrow. It doesn't even matter what happens next week or whatever, because we're still going to be here for each other as a group,
mm-hmm.
supporting each other and working together to push it to the next level. Because that's what we've been doing now for so long, you know. It doesn't matter what project we've been working with, but we're always here for each other, working to push it to the next level.
That's great, man. I mean, high five to you, and if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'd say keep on keeping on.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. So now how can people get in touch with you, Zach? What's your Twitter handle, and what's the website to go buy your merchandise?
Yeah, so you can hit us up at weareamericanauthors.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can check us out at facebook.com/AmericanAuthors.
Okay.
And then our Twitter handle is @AAuthorsMusic.
Okay, right on, brother. Well, I appreciate you giving me some time tonight. We're going to close out with Best Day of My Life, but is there anything you want to say as we get out of here?
Hey, man, I just want to say thank you to you, and thank you to all of our fans and for everyone that's been hanging and supporting and, you know, keeping up and having fun. You know, we're out here to just have a good time and do our thing. So we can't wait to see you in a city.
All right.
In a city on tour real soon.
All right, man. Sounds good. Well, we'll get in touch next week, and I look forward to seeing you, brother.
All right, man. Take care, dude.
Have a good night.
All right.
The Jimmy Fro Show is a nonprofit production. Please go to jimmyfro.com to contact Jimmy and find links to buy music by the bands featured on the podcast. Thanks for listening.